Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is a multi-talented, up-and-coming jazz phenomenon, Anat Cohen. She's equally at home on the clarinet and the saxophone, and just as amazing, whether she's playing Brazilian music or Dixieland jazz, she's one of the busiest players around, and I'm really glad to have her on Piano Jazz.
I am really glad to be here, Marion.
How are you?
I'm great.
So how did you get started playing? With clarinet first?
Clarinet was almost first. I learned some keyboard. We didn't have a piano in the house, so there was one of those Yamaha organs with the pedals and the two hands and the electronic drums. So I played that for a little while. And then when I was 12, I picked up the clarinet.
And just like that?
Just like that. Well, I went to a conservatory in Tel Aviv, in my hometown, and they gave me a clarinet, and I started to play it.
You just seemed like you had the love of music right from the start.
You know, I think I did have the love of music right from the start. When I think about the way it was as a kid, actually, in the conservatory, I'm realizing that the whole social life around the music and playing in bands, being in ensembles, ever since, just a little bit after I started to play clarinet, I joined a youth orchestra. So once you can play, I joined a Dixieland band that the conservatory had, and a big band. And, you know, there was something, the whole playing with other people and sharing already as a kid, sharing the experience of learning music, studying, practicing, rehearsing, the breaks, you know, and I always loved it.
But that, out of all those different kinds of music, did you sort of pick on one, or did you just float from one to another?
You know, I think I am realizing today that I've been floating from one to another. I did started to play in a Dixieland band, and I loved it. You know, and then there was also in junior high, and I was in a classical major, studying in a junior high for the arts. And then I was playing with a cello and piano, real chamber music, Mendelssohn, and a lot of different composers, and basically juggling between one style to another, between playing the Dixieland to playing the classical music. And I remember there was, of course, always an argument, you know, the classical teachers didn't want me to play jazz because they thought the jazz will ruin my embouchure playing classical music. And then,
yes,
you know,
always
the kind of jazz musicians, they think, you know, jazz is hip, you should play jazz, you know, don't worry about anything else. So I've always had these two elements in my life.
Well, we ought to play something.
Yeah, let's play something.
Your choice. First song.
It's a ballad. It's a body and soul.
That's fine. Oh, well, that's a great tune.
I love the song.
We've got some help with Gary Mazzarappi on bass and Glenn Davis on drums. So we'll be in good company.
Of course, yes.
And we can wail away at body and soul.
Let's do it. Thank you.
I was surprised because you started on sax instead of clarinet.
Yes, we did play the first song on the saxophone.
Well, that was a nice surprise because, of course, we know you play both, and it was lovely.
Thank you. I think once I got seriously involved with jazz, it was pretty inevitable to pick up the saxophone. Especially when the clarinet at the time was not everyone's favorite instrument.
It wasn't?
It wasn't. I know that where I went to high school and I started the jazz major, and they made all kinds of ensembles and they put people together to play, and they didn't really want me to play the clarinet. They said, just grab some saxophone or pick up your brother's saxophone, but don't really play the clarinet. It doesn't fit. So there comes the tenor sax in my life.
So, but you did what they told you, but you didn't feel good about it?
It was heavier. That was the least enjoyable part. It was definitely heavier to carry to school. But I fell in love with the saxophone as well. And I find that the tenor can bring a different personality out of me.
Of course. That's amazing when you think of... And certain tunes would bring certain things out of you too.
Right. Definitely a different musical situation. I would know my instincts. I will reach for one or the other.
You've got so many things going, and flute also.
Yeah, the flute has been resting for a few years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been concentrating more on the clarinet. It's really hard to find time to do everything. So I'm concentrating on the clarinet mainly.
Well, when did you decide, I should say, to travel a lot?
I got a scholarship to go study in Boston at Berklee College, Berklee College of Music. And that was the real major move that I did. That was back in 96.
And your parents are okay? You just said, like, I'm going?
Well, my older brother went there a year ahead of me. So then I just joined him. And they were okay because they knew we were together. And then our younger brother joined us. So my parents basically said bye-bye to their three children going to United States from Israel to study jazz. Now, I don't know, what were they thinking?
was that like your first stop in the United States?
Yes.
It was Boston.
Yeah, I've lived only in Boston, and after I graduated from Berklee, I moved to New York City.
So what, after Berklee, did you already have an idea of you were going to go to New York?
I didn't have this plan when I went to study at Berklee. But after I graduated Berklee, I stayed there for another year. And during that year, I got a call to play with the Diva Jazz Orchestra.
Oh, my goodness.
And the Diva Jazz Orchestra, to whoever doesn't know, is they are all female big band. And which for me was incredible. First of all, like, it was my first tour. The first time I actually went on tour was with them. And also, I realized that the big band is based here in New York. And I looked at all these women playing, and I knew they live in New York City and they're working musicians. and all these thoughts that I had about scary New York and how one should go with a saxophone on the street, especially if you're a woman. I guess when I met the girls from the Diva Jazz Orchestra, it gave me this whole new approach. And I said, you know what? I'm going to move to New York. So that was basically the main help that I got.
Well, there's so much to talk about, but so much to play.
Yeah,
how about another tune?
Sure.
We've got some clarinet. We've got some saxophone.
Right.
What is your preference for Caravan?
I like to play clarinet on Caravan. I like to have a version that has some kind of exotic rhythms. And and fool around with the clarinet.
Let's do that then.
Let's do that. Thank you.
That's a great tune, and people always think Duke wrote it, but it was Juan Tizol, wasn't it?
Right. I always like to play it because it has this open segment as a long C7 chord that, you know, it depends on who you play with. You go to different grooves and you can really go to your roots.
Yes. Well, if you're just tuning in, my guest is Annette Cohen. Gary Mazzarappi is on bass and Glenn Davis is here on drums. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I'd love to hear you play another tune.
Sure.
What have you got for me this time?
I like the lyrics of this song, Don't Explain.
Oh, me too. Used to love to hear Billie Holiday sing this
right.
song.
Right. So shall we play Don't Explain?
Let's do it.
All right.
So one, two. Thank you.
I'm so glad you picked that tune. That was always one of my favorites. I'm sure you must have heard Billie Holiday sing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you like her singing?
I love her singing. It goes straight to your heart.
We were lucky we got to work with Billy, my husband and I, when he had a little group and we were working in the Blue Note in Chicago. And she sang that song, of course.
Don't explain.
That was something I'll never forget.
Wow.
Well, what shall we do next?
Let's play another song.
I think that's a good idea.
I want to move to the clarinet. Let's play There Is No Greater Love.
A good song.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm really having a good time. I think it's so much fun to play with somebody you never played with before and have it all come together, you know. It's nice.
The magic of jazz.
Yeah, the magic of jazz. Well, there's more music in a minute with my guest, Anat Cohen. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR.